Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It is 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. It's the night before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure everyone's got some great holiday plans coming up. You know, I know for myself, it should be a relaxing and enjoyable weekend, I'm hoping. But again, there's plenty to be thankful for, obviously, and I'm very thankful to have on the show with me today, Mr. Rainier Wong. Rainier, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Rob?
Doing good, doing good. Now, Rainier, I know you're based out of Melbourne, Australia, so technically, if Australia celebrated Thanksgiving, it would already be Thanksgiving.
In Australia, I think the Thanksgiving here is not so significant as it is in the United States.
Right.
I just found out on the internet. I think it's sometime in, can't remember if it's March or May, and it started by, if I'm not wrong, by a Christian group.
So Rainier, what have you been up to for the past week now since we last spoke to you? Because I know this is actually part six right now of the 10-part episode that we're doing with you, the 10-part series that we're doing with you. And, you know, it's been interesting to talk with you each week and find out, you know, everything cool that you're doing with this company, Funnyworks. I mean, if, you know, for everybody that's listening, check out funnyworks.com. That's FUNIWORKS.com. So, Rainier, tell us a little bit about the company Funnyworks.
Funnyworks is actually an internet-based company. This means I do not meet customers face-to-face, and it's a kind of home-based business. And should say that I now currently sell digital arts and also advertising services to businesses as well as individuals. And I do have a classified ad page, which I've already updated about a week ago, using a script that I used before that I downloaded from the internet. So by using the script, I find it easier to maintain it.
Very cool. And who are your primary clients?
I've divided my clients from the two sections, and the one for the advertising, my clients will be new businesses, small businesses, and not only that, I can also accept large businesses as well, and entities that need to advertise, can advertise through me.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like most about the work you do?
I like the digital part, actually, where I got to express my own creativity. I enjoy designing things, especially on the computer, and that allows me to be creative. I mean, to express my creativity.
Very cool. And so, Rainier, now, the big question for me is, what do you hope to achieve with Funnyworks in the next, you know, what's your goal? What's your career goal with it?
I hope to earn more from Funnyworks. Then also I hope to able to meet the needs of my clients better, and how to get more clients for me to serve.
What and aside from, you know, I know that you say that you do the radio shows, but what other marketing tools have you been utilizing?
Using Twitter for some time. Using Facebook as well, and I've been using is StumbleUpon, and once in a while I use Stick and also Reddit. So many, there are many internet-based marketing tools. So I hope to use the pamphlets or leaflets one day, and also once in a while to use this, what's it called, business cards.
And Rainier, now again, I always talk about your art, the digital art. I love checking out your art. It's pretty cool, right? I mean, you look at it
and you
see different things. You're very welcome. But so I know the one website that we can grab it at, and people can grab it at funnyworks.com, right? And what are some of the other websites where people can find your artwork?
You can find it on DeviantArt.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Just look for the funny works, and you can get able to see my work.
And do you have any particular favorite pieces of art that you know of yours that you really like?
I still like the one that is a tree with many fruits.
Ah, yes. I'm actually looking at that right now.
Uh-huh.
And what programs do you use to do all this?
Various, actually. I use Paint. I use Paint.net. I use the Gimp. Because I'm a kind of stingy guy, so I'm still using the expensive stuff like Paint Shop. Paint Shop's not expensive. Even the Photoshop, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I use something similar to Photoshop, which is Gimp, G-I-M-P. And of course, I use the good old Paint that comes along with the PC. And also, I have a tablet which I used to take pictures, and I just transfer some of the pictures to my PC, and I just modify it. And also, I can get pictures from the internet. And sometimes the users allow you to use their photos on other sites, things, and then just sometimes you pay a fee, it's a very low fee. Sometimes you can get it for free.
Mm-hmm. And so, Rainier, do you work with people primarily out of the Melbourne area, or are you trying to do a more of a global thing?
I'm trying to get global in order to get a larger clientele and increase the opportunity of selling more.
Very cool. And with that, Rainier, I do want to ask another thing about the actual website, funnyworks.com. Where did you get the name from?
This name, it's a good question, because I actually wanted to have an easier name, easier to remember name, but unfortunately that name has already been taken. So I just thinking of something like something that's fun and something that you can, something at work and something you can work on. And it also can mean that my work for fun, you see? Originally, all of these things are actually for fun. And before this website was used for advertising and digital art, and so also selling some what's that called, some software. Actually, I do not really produce the software. And what I do is I join some kind of affiliate program, and then just put the link to their site. Yeah.
Very cool. And Rainier, you know, when it comes to your background, is this what you thought you would be doing when you graduated with all your degrees and everything?
Originally, no. Actually, when I graduated from the United States, I actually wanted to open a restaurant similar to a Dennis restaurant. I think it's a popular restaurant in the United States.
So what did you want to be when you were growing up?
I just wanted to be a doctor. But unfortunately, as I grew older, I was getting less intelligent, and I also didn't like the mathematics and figures, things like that, numbers, and I'm not a very scientific person, so I decided to change. First, I wanted to do economics, and my dad wanted me to do business, so I did business, and when I was in uni, and then I was working on a project. Something to do with opening a restaurant, so I chose a Dennis restaurant and went to interview the manager there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to Australia, I changed my mind. I changed to IT because IT was in great demand at the time.
So that's what it was. It was because of the demand in information technology. Cool. And do you regret it at all, or are you happy with the decision that you made here?
I'm quite happy. I find it's just more relaxing, more comfortable. I guess it's easier to manage a website than a restaurant.
Well, that's important. Okay, and for everyone just joining us now, I'm with Rainier Wong of FunnyWorks.com, and Rainier has been telling us a lot of different things about ways that he can help your business get the word out. And Rainier, how much is your program right now?
How much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm still updating the payment gateway or whatever you call it. And so make it easier for people to pay, because some people may not be comfortable with PayPal. And even though PayPal claims that it's a very easy thing to use. And I was waiting for the banks to approve my merchant account. And at the same time, so I think Max, Mike McDox is also trying to help me to get someone to settle the merchant account for me.
Mm-hmm.
And at this moment, I have more followers on Twitter, so you can actually get the service for free first by joining, following me on Twitter.
That's pretty interesting. Now with that being said, Rainier, how are your services in comparison to others in the industry?
They're quite similar, but only thing that I also go out of the internet. That means I'll be walking around, putting in leaflets to advertise and visit my website, and we ask to visit anyone who advertise on my website. And then I will kind of give some incentive to people who visit to buy their things through the websites or whatever, or through the businesses. So I may try to give them a free gift or maybe some discount, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be encouraged to buy for anyone who advertise for me.
Now, have you ever seen a company out there and thought, oh, that's what I need to do, that's something that I should be doing for my company?
I haven't really. You mean anyone has seen like funnyworks.com and then.
And how supportive are the people around you with your company? You know, do you find that, you know, everyone's pretty into it and all that?
They are quite supportive.
And so now the whole thing about Funnyworks and the online advertising and the digital art and the different things that people can find on the website. How do you come up with what you put on the website as far as content goes? What makes you want to put something up as opposed to not putting it up?
For the advertising side, I realized that businesses need advertising, and also for that's why I know people like to have to advertise. At least they have to. Once in their lifetime, they have to sell, and then they have to sell their old cars, they may sell the old books and so on, and they advertise their services. Maybe they offer piano lessons or violin lessons, things like that. So that's how I come up with the idea. You know, I know that people like to look at pictures, and they like sometimes like to buy photos or pictures or paintings as for themselves or as gifts for their friends and loved ones, and that's how I come up with the idea.
And I'm just looking at your website now, and again, for everyone just joining us, funnyworks.com is the website, funnyworks.com, and it's, you know, it's really cool. Again, I can't help but look at the digital art that you have up there, because some of it is just, it's very interesting to me. It makes me, think about a lot of different the things that you must have been thinking about when you were actually making it. From the castle to the strange animal. What would you say are your biggest inspirations for your digital art side of things?
I would say the biggest one is, all those just spacecraft things. I think say Hollywood is the biggest influence. And I used to read fairy tales, things like that. And they saw they also had some influence on my artwork. And that's the reason I put fantasy as my kind of, the slogan or catchphrase for my pitch on the DeviantArt.
Very cool. Yeah. You know, I see the fruits car and the fruits aircraft. I mean, it's pretty wild. Now, how long does each one typically take you to do when you put this all together? Does it take you a couple hours?
A couple of more hours, actually, depending on how complicated it is. Sometimes it may take 1 to 2 days, depending on how much work is needed on it.
Now, off of this site, off of this page that I'm looking at, with the fantasy tree and the starship and the strange animal, for you, what was the most difficult for you to actually put together?
I think the fruit tree is quite difficult, because I need to be carefully cut out the fruit and then paste a new one onto it. so that it makes sure that it is aligned kind of as close as possible.
Now, do you have any of these pictures or images that you wish you could have done over again, or you know, is there anything that you're trying to do now that you'd like to share with us?
Nothing spectacular, but I've been using my tablet to take pictures of plants, things like that, and other pictures, and I calling it as stock photos that visitors and individuals can download and to be used anywhere, and then you can use it in the photo manipulation or anything else. You can use it for advertising or just use it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And then Rainier, with all of the new technologies out there for digital art and for online advertising, you know, how do you kind of stay current with all that? What do you try to do?
Actually, trying to help people to get their work around, so they can use the digital art as advertising tools themselves. They can actually get someone or do it themselves. They can actually download the art and use it as part of their own poster. They can modify the pictures downloaded and then other pictures and in order to create some kind of advertising posters or whatever. You can use it on YouTube if they want to. So they can get more clients for themselves.
Right. So what would you think then if if somebody came in and said, you know what, we can give you more business, but you have to pick between the digital art side of things and the online advertising, what would you pick if you had to?
I will say that they can. I will say that they can use the advertising. Mm-hmm. Online advertising, which is easier for them because they don't have to really have to do any photo manipulation, things like that. Because I require anybody who buys and did that from me for commercial purposes to modify my images and then send a link back to me and then so that I can see how my art is being used.
And do you find yourself ever thinking about, adding another member to your team, to try to help out?
Perhaps in the future, but not now. But if I add one, if I see or she, hopefully she will be able to help me with maintaining my website, and it will help me to if I only. Usually, hopefully, I get more and more clients calling me. Hopefully, she can help me with manning the telephone, things like that.
And what do you think is going to be the secret behind your success?
It's a secret that I won't be able to tell you. I think it's the education background that I have, the exposure I have. I've been working in the IT department before when I went back to the original country, Malaysia, in the 90s. So I got some experience with information technology there. And also my education, things like that, from the United States as well as in Australia. And that helped me to... kind of give me the that kind of background to set up honeybooks.com.
Right. Yeah. And Rainier, with all of the different social media outlets available right now, which are the ones that you would focus on?
I will focus on Twitter because Twitter is less intimidating. I think it's easier to communicate on Twitter. You can follow anyone you want, even if you follow strangers, and you don't feel intimidated.
And does content matter? You know, for you, does content matter, what you put up on there?
I believe, yes, content does matter, because if I put on something that is offensive or is interesting, that will turn away the visitors from my website.
Very true. Now, how has social media affected marketing in your mind in the last couple of years?
I think social marketing will be becoming more important in a couple of years, and especially because internet is something that is very, very dry, but it's very convenient for the people to use. And social marketing is very popular. More and more people joining Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for Twitter, you get people, if you like something good, interesting, they will retweet your tweet, and that will help to increase more people reading the tweet.
Sure. It almost makes you think, what did people do before Twitter and Facebook, right?
That's right. And it could be before Twitter or before Facebook. Yeah, they used the more difficult way. They used the emails, things like that. And it's not a very good system, because people may not want to read your email.
Well, Rainier, as we're winding down now to the last 2 minutes of tonight's show, and I do want to remind everybody, we do have Rainier coming back on for 4 more shows. That's 4 more weeks consecutively on Wednesdays here in the States. But I know by you, Rainier, it's already Thursday. Rainier, real quick, what is it about a good logo or good art that you think makes it effective?
I think a good logo, I think, is if it's a simple logo, I think it helps people to remember easier. Mm-hmm. Especially Apple, some companies, they have a simple logo, and it helps people remember the company. And a good logo some people, their logo look like a coat of arms, that will give the impression that the business is a serious business.
Mm-hmm.
It's serious in what they are doing.
Absolutely, definitely. I think a lot can be said about a company's logo. Now, Rainier, as we are officially almost out of time on the show, why don't you share with everybody the best ways to contact you?
You can call me on my mobile. This is something that I started to use only this year. I used to get people to email me. And if I miss your call, please leave a message on my message bank, and so that I can call, because I still did not call back to unknown numbers, because I'm trying to avoid some calls.
Okay. All right. Well, Rainier, thank you again for coming on tonight. The website is funnyworks.com. That's FUNIWORKS. Rainier, we're going to see you again next week, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully
have a great week.
Same time. You too, and happy Thanksgiving to all my
and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And this is Rob May saying thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.